Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard or garden hasn't gotten wet yet, there's still a good chance it will, with scattered to numerous storms roaming around and then fading out tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, a wealth of scattered to numerous showers and storms. Not every town will be affected, but many will, with locally heavy downpours and a high in the upper 80s to around 90 both days. And then Monday, not much change. Still scattered storms around in the afternoon and evening hours, high around 90. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? Get it on your phone or tablet today and you can track where the storms are now and where they're going to be and where the lightning is and which way the storms are moving, plus push notifications for any severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Okay, folks, welcome to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. I've only turned on my microphone because I don't think my guests are ready. I don't think the audience is ready because I'm in a good mood. New Prince Anthology came out today. I had a lot of fun last night into the wee hours of the morning. Woke up still. Still woke up and got a workout in. My car is fixed. Thank you, Donnie Turner. At Montgomery Paint and Body. And it's SummerSlam weekend, baby! Right, so I don't think they're ready. Rick, help me out here.
You're talking to the Rolex! Wearing a diamond ring! Wearing kiss stealing! Wheeling dealing! Limousine right! Jet flying! Son of a gun! And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down!
Yeah! I don't know if they're ready yet. But let's bring them in. First, let's bring in Brent, God's Gift Ross, who gave us this soundtrack to open up with.
What's going on?
Oh, a lot's going on.
It's just me and the bullet man.
Now, right across from me, we have fiance, as you might know him or on the radio, Emily's fiance. How you doing, good sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
Do you have some gliding in your stride and some dip in your hip? Are you ready to go to the mothership?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You ready?
Ready.
Ready, okay. All right. And now, I think, folks, we have the guy who needs the most help today. He's a little down and out, but he's going to be brought back up. He's got a skeleton hand grooming his beard as we speak, and no, I'm not exaggerating or telling angels out of... Are you using that skeleton hand as a way to pick your nose, good sir? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Seth Spotlow, how you doing?
Woo!
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How do you think I am?
I can't hear myself. That's probably good for everybody else.
You can't hear at all?
I kind of know. A little bit louder.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Fantastic.
Yeah, all right. We're all set, locked and loaded. Seats in the upright position.
Yes, sir.
Trays up on the back of the other person's seat. Oh, no, we're not in an airplane. I just went into another life there for a second. I don't think I could be a flight attendant. Be in the skies all the time, that pressurized tube.
Yeah, but you get to travel, though.
Yeah.
See the world.
I'm flying the plane, Holmes.
Yeah, so what's with the skeleton hand?
It's a prop.
It's a prop?
Yeah, it's Rose's prop.
This isn't prop radio, sir. We're not prop comics. We're not prop radio hosts.
I am what I am.
Actually, you know, the one time I did see your set, you did bring out a Woody doll.
Yeah, man. I mean, toys are fun.
Toys are fun.
See, like, you saw that set. It was great.
Yeah, it was good.
And I haven't done one since. I quit on a high note, baby. Exactly. I retired, and I'm here now.
Well, that's one of those tropes, though, that, like, prop comics are lesser. But if, like, Carrot Top's got that FU money.
Gallagher?
Yeah. Gallagher.
Yeah, and the guy that uses the puppet.
Oh, Jeff.
Lame-o.
Dunham.
Yeah.
You don't
see, there it is.
I mean, Gallagher's cool.
You don't
I
like mean, ventriloquists?
No.
Did you have a bad experience?
Wait, yeah, is there a specific reason?
No.
No, you just don't like his line. Act.
I mean, it's just like people who don't like mimes.
Well, there's if I was reason. Like six, it'd be great.
So you think it's childish? You don't like the dead terrorists?
Because the skeleton's cool.
That kills with, like, I guess the Gen Xers and the boomers.
Well, I kill you. Like, my dad eats that up,
I kill you.
Oh.
I kill you again.
I dad joke.
Yeah?
You guys tell me when you're ready.
Go for it.
I haven't had time, but I've told you.
He's holding up his arm, ladies and gentlemen.
I wrote it on my arm with a Sharpie.
Oh, as a reminder.
Yeah.
You and Southern Wood have that in common. He writes notes on himself, too.
My pad's a lot longer.
Yeah.
What's a lemur? You know, it's
a lemur.
Is it plural for a lemur? Like, hey, there's a lemur, but look at them lemur over there.
Instead of lemurs.
Yeah, lemur is like a
like,
more than one
like goose, geese,
geese. Yeah.
Hmm.
Because somebody said they were like A alpha, D delta, and they were like L lemur. I was like, what's a lemur? And I was like, is that more than one lemur? Or is that like a couple llamas walking down the road? Is it like Azima's crusty cousin?
I don't know.
No, it's a place in Peru. Now do you feel dumb? I did.
Zima's crusty cousin.
You know what? When you just said that, the only thing I could think about is that drink in the 90s, Zima.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. God.
Guys. Okay, I'll stop.
Dad jokes aside, I feel like it was good, but it might have... I feel like you're a little down today, and I don't want to get into all the specifics.
You can ask me whatever you want, I don't care.
You've got good reason. You were telling us off air, and I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the world feels like it's out, not to get you necessarily, but it just doesn't want to understand. I get it.
And then it's raining outside, which always
That's
brings
the cool
you down.
Part, but it doesn't get me. You know what's going to help you out?
What?
You know what's going to help you out? It helps me out on occasion. It helps me out on occasion.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it really helps me out. No, it's not Ric Flair.
Oh, oh, come on.
It's not Nacho Libre in the stretchy pants, though it is fun to wrestle.
It's not fuzzy.
No, I think you need... I mean, who doesn't need a good face-melting guitar solo every once in a while?
Who is it?
Guess. It's not Satriani.
It was in a movie for some reason, I think.
Well, that's your guess, Satriani. That's a good guess.
Yeah, but I'm wrong.
No, so you have a guess?
No,
who
I,
is
I
it?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Do you know Brandon? Keep going. Great guitar players.
It's an 80s person. Slash.
It was actually done in It was done in this decade, played in this decade, but it was a cover of a song of in, from the 60s, but the cover really doesn't sound like the song from the 60s.
It's not Buckethead.
That's I can play it for you again if you like. It's a nice pick-me-up. It is. It really is.
Oh, tell me.
It's like, give me some guitar.
I think I know.
It just scrunches up my face.
That right there gets me.
It's melting my face with the whammy bar there. Ah!
Ooh, I heard a hoo.
Prince.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon is God's gift. Well done, sir. Well done.
I would have guessed that.
No,
Prince,
to tell you why. Because the beginning chords almost sound like sounds like from Purple Rain from the soundtrack.
Maybe, but that is actually Prince one section where he breaks down, and it's when he did his residency in London, where he was in London for like 20 something shows in a row at the O2, and then he would do after shows at the smaller club, and that was a cover of Whole Lotta Love. That he does lyrics.
That's awesome.
It's just music, and then he breaks it down. And it's just, like, I'm happy because this new anthology. You saw my post.
Yeah, and the thing is, one of the questions I have, like, you have a lot of soul artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, beginning of the 80s, 90s, they start to go across seas, and a lot of them just stay. I wonder what's so different about the music scene over there that attracts them. Because you got, like, Tina Turner, Mick Jagger.
They are worshipped.
And it's not just soul. Like,
everybody. Like, you're from America, you go somewhere else.
And, like, stuff that's not big in America anymore, like, metal's still huge.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, Europe and South America.
I told you what happened to rock.
Hmm.
Reefer.
Yeah?
Reefer got legal. Freaking rock and roll.
Went away.
Went to the crapper.
Really?
Yeah, man, because back in the day, when you smoked reefer, you had to be a brave man, you had to go somewhere dangerous, possibly get shot. Now...
it's just everywhere.
You go to the store, you ask Granny, hey, Granny, you want to let me take a toke?
And you get some old lady that looks like Betty White.
White?
White?
White. Betty White.
Oh.
You know, that serves you.
Man, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but Betty White is still sexy.
Oh, man, have you seen her?
I'd probably do
like
it.
Like the back-in-the-day photos? Oh, Betty could have got it.
Oh, not just back-in-the-day. And I'm not talking... it's not looks. It is not looks. But she is adorable still. It is that charm, that wit. It's like, I say something, I don't know what she's going to come back with.
And she may come back with something that will just wreck your mind.
That's totally me.
Yeah.
That's going to be you with the salt and pepper beard.
It is me.
I told you, man, you're going to be like the cool college professor when you get older.
I am older.
And you're going to... no, you're not, dude. No, you're not.
Oh, I mean, he's older than he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you didn't come out of the womb that way, your poor mother.
She said she picked me when she went to the pound, and she found the little one that was in the back with the little Nine Inch Nails shirt and little peace sign. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, he looks so sad. I'm going to get him.
The runt.
That's mine.
Now, fiance, you're good friends with this man over here.
Yes.
When he gets, like, down and out and frustrated, in the way he is, he's obviously is this way tonight. And I'm not airing your laundry. I'm just saying.
No, you can tell, man. I'm cool with it.
No, like, people... I'm just saying that, like, you life is this way sometimes. So I'm asking your good friend, like, what do you do to cheer him up? Milk and cookies?
Tickle his belly?
Don't know. He's not the Pillsbury Doughboy, Brandon.
It's simple.
It's conversation.
Bam. He listens.
There it is.
Threw the words right out of my mouth.
Sometimes is it always that simple, though, with everybody's problems? Like, sometimes you just need a person to just hear you out.
I think it is.
It really is, and a lot of people won't admit it.
For us, it is, yeah.
That's what's up.
We can talk back and forth. I'm down, he's down. One of us is going to be the opposite of the other.
And I'm not down. Life is throwing me a weird little curveball.
Right.
And I'm a goober. I'm a weird person anyway, so... for the test of life to happen to me, they're just crazy tests. And right now, it's just I'm being very aware of how people misunderstand the things that I do on a regular basis. And I mean, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do anything about it. it's I just am.
That's a terrible feeling, feeling misunderstood. And like people question your motives
all the time.
They give you false motives. No, I've been there.
But he makes it better because he knows, he understands me, and it's like, wow, at least I've got somebody I can talk to. And I talk to him, and he's like, man, just.
It's the weirdest thing for me because we hang out and like somebody else comes and hangs out with us and he'll say something that's to me is completely normal.
Yeah, Seth like.
But to them, it's the weirdest thing. I don't know. It's
what's wrong with him?
Who's burping in here? I just keep hearing a burp.
I totally was.
I think it's the chair, like when we swerve around. Or
okay.
Something.
Somebody smuggling a frog?
Hey, who wants to not admit about burping?
I was about to say, that better not be a barking spider.
No, every time the chair swerves or something, I hear it too. It's like.
Yeah, it's the chair when you're swiveling.
Oh, the big chair.
The big chair when you swivel.
Yeah, okay, you wanted the big chair.
I kept hearing the. Sorry, it was throw me off there. For a second.
You're good, man.
No, but I get it. Like, especially when you bring in a different dynamic, like
me, I'm a whole new.
No,
guy.
You're not the new dynamic.
It's not that. It's like when you hang around, them. Like you have certain sets of friends, and mm-hmm. you know,
sets of friends. My foot. I have one.
No, well,
I think he gets me too.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Let me.
But I'm
most people have two sets of friends. They have friends that they hang out with normally, and they have friends. Okay, this is the person I take with just to shop. This is my shopping friend. Or
No. That's friends and acquaintances.
That's normal people. I ain't like that.
Why do you have to keep saying normal people?
Because he's not normal.
I'm dude. I'm left field all the way. If you're not above 60, I won't hang out with you.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Really?
You seem like a normal person to me.
Yeah, but you are.
Why are you knocking the people about even Betty White?
No,
Betty
I'm talking
White.
About like older folks
gotta,
are great.
You gotta put that emphasis on it. That Betty White.
You can trust them because they've been there. They've done that. They're not going to beat around the bush with you.
Yeah.
People our age, they will. I mean, they're afraid they're going to hurt your feelings. They won't say how they're feeling because they're afraid what so-and-so is going to think about
it. Now, wait a minute, Seth. So you're saying you're totally honest 100% of the time?
90% of the time.
Yeah, he's pretty honest.
I don't hold back anything. And I don't lie because if you don't lie, you ain't got to remember what you said. And I say a lot of stuff.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, and I'm just not a liar, man. I'm a grown man. I don't care. Whatever. Hey,
I am what I am.
Yes. That's cool. That's a cool attitude to have, but...
Not cool. Frustrating, because every, like, most folks, they just don't understand it.
Now, do you hear what you just tried to do there? Like, you kept trying to
muffle... I had to
muffle.
Stop myself.
Yeah, that's how people are in life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, I have to run things through 5 and 6 filters before I say the statement I want to say to you.
We're also on like FCC regulated areas.
No, I'm talking about in everyday life. Because,
yeah, but that hesitation was...
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that. But okay.
That was me changing a word.
but that's just like at my job. You know, cute girl comes in with a skirt, with that nice tight skirt.
It was a skirt.
I can't say what I'm really thinking.
Really?
You know.
Why not?
What if you did? One day, what if you did?
I would be fired and arrested.
You know, I would. You know what I say? You look beautiful.
But that's not what Brandon's thinking.
Exactly.
Why are you going, man, you dirty.
Of course.
You got to, I mean, tell her she looks nice. You can't say the bad things.
Yeah, sometimes for some people, your Seth, is not a good rule. Like, some people need to keep that in their damn head.
Exactly.
Especially, like, I wonder, are there, like, people walking around who, like, in their head, they're Charles Manson, but they manage it? You know, it's like, I want to murder people and start a cult.
Ted Bundy.
Well, I could,
because
but
because everybody was so surprised. Everybody was so surprised when Ted Bundy got caught that he looks like your next door neighbor.
No, but he did it. I'm talking about somebody who goes through all of their life and they never act out on that terrible murderous impulse. And they just, they never give in to their psychopathy. Well, and they stay normal.
I don't think that person
need to keep
exists.
That together.
I think that person is in everybody.
Oh, really?
I think everybody's got it.
It's like an instinctual thing.
Yeah, you could.
Like fight or flight.
Yeah, and you choose not to.
And choose not to. Yeah. I think there's something to it.
So in life,
there are choices.
No, people do kind of run through that filter. They'll tell you they're honest for the most part, but they use different words to describe the same
thing. What I hesitated about saying there was not what you thought it was. It was me changing a word that you just said that I was saying, like them or something like that. It wasn't what you thought.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you
and
can't...
And now you're doing what he's came in here complaining about,
yeah,
Brandon.
Man. You can't guess what I'm going to say.
Stop.
I don't even
the,
know.
Stop poking the bear. We love our bear, Seth E. Bear, over here.
I'll get shirtless and I'll show you some fuzz.
Now, okay. Let's play a game because of this being misunderstood. And you started this off air, Brandon.
Okay.
I will be the guinea pig because I like being the center of attention. I'm under the only light here in the studio. And
he's not lying about that. He is.
Can we make it sensual? Can we turn that off and turn that on?
We can. Let's do that in the break. Okay. We got about 8 minutes here. So, let's play this game. If you did not know me, you didn't even know my name was Joey. I'm just hanging out. And somebody said, look at that guy. What do you think that guy's life story is? What would you say? And you're feel free to tell the audience who has never seen me what I look like. What I'm doing. Who wants to go first? Yes, sir, Brandon. He raised his hand, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. I'm going to say he was an extra on Friends.
That's very specific.
Yes. You do look like somebody who hangs out at the
Is
Central
Is that because his name's Joey?
No. He looks like a guy who hangs out at a place called the Central Perk.
All right.
Come on.
Eric?
So I'm a coffee shop bro. All
yes.
right.
Eric, what do you think? Don't hold back now.
Why?
No,
that,
see, that's the, you can't the do look. That to me. I cannot judge people.
Tell my life story.
Judge him. Come on,
tell
man.
Tell my life story.
I don't. I know. I've done so many things in my life that and met so many different people that I stopped trying to figure people out. Like, I've done customer service work. I've done work with inmates. I've done all kinds of stuff.
So you just never know.
And I quit trying to figure it out.
Let's go back to murder.
Oh, my.
Everybody has a choice. You have a choice.
Man, he's getting a little creepier, guys. I'm starting to think you are one of those people I was describing.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so you don't want to... Give me a backstory. No. It is a dangerous game. It really is, because you could say something that offends me.
Oh, really? Oh, that's like offending me. That's
now,
really
that's
hard.
A tough job. No, there are a few things. There are a few things.
If you offend me, I'm just crying.
So, Seth, you saw me, walking down the street, just hanging out. Didn't know me.
Wait.
Do want to jump
yes,
in.
Wait, I did. No, I had a memory.
Mm.
The...
Oh, this is real. I like this.
It was, your birthday party at the pub.
Ooh, at the table.
Yeah.
Oh, our first hanging out of.
First, and like we had met once before.
At the comedy place, yeah.
But that night, it was, you. When I first met you and we first talked, it was almost a little... pretentious.
Oh, yes.
And arrogance.
That's true.
Of like, you gave off like that pretentious, higher educated kind of feel.
Mm.
That's the first one.
Oh, I've gotten that before.
Yeah.
I really have.
Okay.
That, I think that's a good one.
Later that evening, it was a lot different.
I think
after a few shots. Yeah, we don't drink.
No.
Yeah.
You can ask Emily. I had Diet Coke all night.
We.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think you picked up on that because it's true.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's accurate. I work on it. And really, I told somebody who didn't say that in the nice way. It's like, you're so arrogant. Like, it was like, oh my. And I told her straight up, it's because I'm incredibly insecure. Seriously. Like, it's a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially when I'm first walking into a place where there's a bunch of people I don't know,
I can very much seem standoffish and like I'm trying to be contrived and too put together.
And well, I think it's that's true. Most people
it seems
today.
Like it's going away.
Hmm?
It seems like you're working up past it.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll go away.
Yeah, I'm trying to kill that old Joey.
It'll go away, man.
Mm-hmm. No,
and it's wonderful when it does.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Now, what about you?
You want to play this game?
Oh, I love games.
Okay.
If I see Mr. Joey walking down the street. Like, okay, he just left Starbucks.
Thank you.
He probably went.
I am not the only one who said anything about coffee shops.
He probably went to Auburn. His shoes were probably made by, like, a person, like, by hand. What do you call it? Like a hipster?
Mm-hmm.
His hair hadn't been washed in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
To the day, because, you know, I mean, it's got to be washed once a week on the day.
Keep going, brother.
He would probably go across the street not to walk past me.
Yeah.
And he probably has... I would think you'd be driving the Buttery One's vehicle.
Oh, a Mercedes.
Yeah.
My. All that for my appearance. Wow.
Oh, man, I'm good with people. You can ask him.
Now, I would never have guessed the Mercedes. I'd have said a Miata.
Mm. Well, that's not far off the mark. I think my car is better than a Miata.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe not performance-wise, but looks, because I care about outward appearance.
You have the pretentious version of the Miata.
Yeah.
I don't have a Miata. I have a
Beamer? Is that what you call it?
It's a BMW, yeah.
I have a thing against Miatas and Beamers.
Yeah, you don't like?
Is that our friend's fault?
Yeah. Our friend made me hate those cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me learn what an airbag smells like.
I think you have something to get off your chest, Mr. Spotlight.
Oh no, this is not on my chest. This is just a story.
This is out. This has been out there.
Yeah. Okay. Comedy show one night. All right. This is right in the beginning of me not drinking. Well, maybe not. That night I just wasn't drinking.
Okay.
And I rode with him, and he had a red Miata. And we go to leave the comedy show, and it was great. We did good, you know. And I'm like, dude, let me drive. And he's like, nah, man, I'm gonna drive. And I'm like, dude, let me drive. He's like, no, I'm like, okay, whatever. So we leave. We're going downtown toward the interstate. We leave Bar Hookah, you know, and it goes down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you go, and then at the hill, the road turns to the left. Madison turns to the left a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, when it was turning to the left, he was reaching down for a tape.
Oh, no.
Yes, a tape.
A tape deck?
Cassette tape.
No. Oh,
he was reaching for a cassette tape because... That's just what you do when you...
You know which one it was? Do you remember?
No, but he does.
Oh, sure.
And when he was reaching down, the road curved, he kept going straight. We went through a tree, knocked it down, it kind of slowed us down, and then we hit the fire hydrant, and we stopped like 6 inches away from the building.
Man, brush with death.
Oh, no, that was... Yeah.
Man, no wonder you hated Miata.
Oh, yeah, I just have, man, I...
Don't put that stuff on my Beamer.
No.
Don't put that juju on my Beamer. That's your friend and your Miatas. Like, it might look a bit similar. It might be a Roadster, but don't put that on the whole Roadster family.
But if I was going to ride in another one, I'd ride with you.
Oh, how sweet. It was a little creepy, too.
And the least... Like, in the most, like, no-touch life partner way possible.
Like, platonic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
because there's nothing gay about Plato.
Now,
and the ancient Greeks.
Really?
That makes it okay for me to be 12.
Oh, Lord. Oh, okay.
Caligula all over again.
Oh, my.
But did you guys hear that they're releasing in 2020, Volkswagen is actually redoing the VW bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about this
earlier. Yeah. I was telling fiance that, you know, if you guys wanted to go ahead and get one, you know.
Like a family vehicle?
Yeah, for all of us to drive.
Well, he's the parts salesman.
Exactly. See, I just want to drive one. You know, cheaper ways to have one of your friends to buy one. Just ask them to borrow it sometimes.
I'm feeling a little lull in the conversation, so we should probably hit a break. But actually, I just want some more of this.
Listen, wait here.
Whoa, you hear it?
Yeah. No, he's saying one, two.
I say whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, in that same collection, I think it's called 21 Nights, Indigo Nights, and you know the song Alphabet Street?
Yep.
Yeah, y'all know the song Alphabet Street? Mm. Okay, it's a Prince song, but this is live. And this is the reason I like this guy so much. It's not the hits. I mean, I like the hits that are the studio stuff everybody knows, like Little Red Corvette, Purple Rain, blah, blah, blah. Let's go crazy. Let's go nuts. Slip on the purple banana till they throw us in the truck. Okay? I get it. You know? But I really like this sort of stuff, like the live stuff, where you can hear the whole band and the breakdown. And it sounds like he's just going to do the song initially.
Kick drum in the house. Come on. I'm going down.
Just, you know, he's just going to sing the song. And this turnaround is damn funky, too.
Prince is pretty badass. But you know who's equally as badass?
And this is cool. This is cool. But this isn't the part I'm talking about.
On the one, wait a minute.
On the one, wait a minute.
Oh, that's too fun.
Wait a minute. It's how it builds. It's going to teach you a little bit about the funk. This is the stuff I love.
Now, y'all understand. You know, watch this. Josh, just play the bass line. Watch this. Watch this. Mm. I got that in my behind. I can't even stand up straight. Wow. Put the kick drum with it. Come on.
Oh, hey.
You know when you put the guitar on top, you just got locked.
That's the crap I love.
Ooh. Clap your hands.
That is fun. Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna drive. My daddy's gonna
folks, you're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a real good mood. It's SummerSlam weekend, baby.
Drive.
Woo.
It's nice to see you happy, bro.
Joey Clark.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard or garden hasn't gotten wet yet, there's still a good chance it will, with scattered to numerous storms roaming around and then fading out tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, a wealth of scattered to numerous showers and storms. Not every town will be affected, but many will, with locally heavy downpours and a high in the upper 80s to around 90 both days. And then Monday, not much change. Still scattered storms around in the afternoon and evening hours, high around 90. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? Get it on your phone or tablet today and you can track where the storms are now and where they're going to be and where the lightning is and which way the storms are moving, plus push notifications for any severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Same song as what we left off with.
Why not?
I just like the live stuff.
Maceo, come on!
Oh. Maceo used to play with James Brown. Welcome back.
Man, we said this the other night, man. It's not always the artists. Sometimes it's the musicians, man, that make tracks
is.
Magical.
It is. I think the musicians can, especially that style of music, it's very unique to the musician, how you're going to jam out. Like, I think, obviously, any musician's going to be unique in any type of music if you're writing a song and putting it together. But if the style of music is to jam, it's going to sound like that player. It's a pretty unique style, pretty unique style. So, there's somebody on the phone.
Oh.
Not sure why. But if you want to join him after we take this call, 272-9228. It's a Friday. I don't give a damn.
Woo! And you're happy. That's nice.
Yeah.
You've been pissed for
Summer
like a week.
SummerSlam weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's SummerSlam weekend.
When is that?
Number one, there is NXT TakeOver tomorrow night. It's like the minor leagues for the WWE, but they've been on fire, almost better than the legit WWE. So you got like Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling versus former best friend, now arch nemesis, Ciampa.
Better watch out, that's going to be us.
Oh. What are y'all going to do? You're going to wrestle and you're going to have a non-sanctioned match?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to rip up the mat, slam him on the concrete floor with a chair?
M's going to be the ref.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be like the Toronto Screwdriver all over again.
Oh,
Montreal Screwdriver.
I'm bringing Super Crazy Seth back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The Toronto Screwdriver's a whole other thing. Had nothing to do with wrestling.
Wait a minute. He's going to pin you one good time, and M's going to be like, 1, 2, 3. That's it.
Oh, she's going to be a heel ref.
Oh, yeah.
She's in the back.
Oh, she already is. She already is, man. We have this love-hate relationship.
See, but I can't be talking about Emily when she's not here.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's just not fair to her.
That's true.
She'll call.
True. Oh, well,
she'll fight back.
It's not fair to her.
Don't worry.
It's
she'll not. Text him.
No, but let's go to Hacksaw here. Hey, what's up,
Mac Brandon?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, I got a question. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks every time I hear you. I mean, to call in, but I never have, or never do. A question. I'm going to give you a two choices.
Okay.
One, nice life, middle class life, upper middle class, nice house, nice family, two kids, nice cars, everything's great, job security for the rest of your life, or would you trade your life for, say, Prince? His life cut short because of drugs. Say, Michael Jackson, his life cut short of drugs. So I guess the question is, would you give up a nice, comfortable life if you could be a superstar, but yet you flame out after so many years? It's even true in wrestling. You know, Hulk Hogan, chronic pain. Ric Flair, chronic pain.
Oh, no, it's a great question.
Football injuries. So would you give up, just a normal life and trade it to be a superstar, somebody famous, but knowing that you're going to have those problems down the road?
I think I would.
You think you would or wouldn't?
I would. Yes, would be the answer. I think it would be an interesting roller coaster ride to live that life of somebody in of superstardom, not necessarily for the fame, but to like have ability in a particular field, and that is all you pursue.
And absolutely.
I think that would be a fun life to live, even with
because
all the
suffering. If you look back at life, I mean, nobody except your immediate family and friends are going to remember you as the nice house guy. But, you know, look at how many people every day talk about Prince. I mean, it's probably millions.
Yeah,
of course.
If I was like 15, I would have totally been like, oh, yeah, I want to be a rock star, you know. But then,
all right, I'm going to hang up and listen. Love your show, Joey. Thanks, bud.
Thank you. Great question.
Well, the question essentially asks, would you rather be comfortable or happy?
Well, no.
No, that's not.
It's essentially the same thing.
If you want to have the rock star, the man who's bowed to...
Happy?
That's not happiness.
That's not happy, though.
I don't think happy is
having the house with the two kids, a wife that doesn't hate you, a job that you like.
Yeah.
You know, what he is asking is you want to have the rock star, the prince. I mean, prince had everything.
Let's leave happiness out of it, because happiness...
I mean, his house spelled his name.
Happiness is subjective to what somebody wants in their own value set and their own priorities. No, I think it's more interesting if you put it, do you want the sort of common life that everybody kind of pursues? I think what people in political circles talk about, the American dream.
The white picket fence.
Yes. Yeah, that type of life. Do you want the stable family, help raise kids and kind of get older, and your life is mostly centered around family, friends, enjoying yourself? And the reason most people do that is because it's nice. Like, especially if you achieve it.
But then there's always that hidden background.
Oh, right. And that doesn't always go well. Yeah. Sometimes you can be living that suburban lifestyle, whatever, and...
You have bodies under the basement.
Yeah.
Or in the cellar.
I'm just saying, man. Hey, you don't know,
okay,
man.
Okay, John Wayne Gacy.
Exactly. You know? Hey, I'm not a clown.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier. About the...
Oh, the guy who thinks it all
no,
the time?
No, like me and you earlier about the whole not going out thing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Exactly.
I don't need to go out.
I'm that way too, but there are... I mean, it's interesting, stardom. Very few people or like really successful people. They often have to give up that family life.
Mm-hmm.
And that comfort, that suburban life, in order to achieve that level of whatever excellence it is in whatever field. But a lot of those folks are, maybe sometimes it's necessity because of how famous they are. They can't go out in public.
And think about it when it happens to them. If it happens to them when they're like 18, 20, I mean, you're asking for death. If it happens to you like 30, 35, 40, that's different because you've grown up, you're a little older, you have your priorities different.
Well, I think that goes back to the way you were raised, because not everybody that came into fame young in their life is messed up now.
Not everybody. And there are exceptions.
Exactly.
There really are. And then I was getting at it, also there are famous people who got it right. Like, I mean, I believe I have this correct. Howard Stern is like this, where everybody knows who Howard Stern is, but he's pretty boring. He goes home and he relaxes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And he likes the boring. I like the boring. I like going home and relaxing. I've been trying to get out more, and somebody asked me the other day, how's it like not being such a hermit? It's expensive and exhausting.
That's
what it is.
Thank you.
It's, dude, hang out with wrong folks. It's expensive and exhausting.
Hang out with us and my little midget. It's fun and cheap.
Do you call your lovely daughter a midget?
Yeah, she's short.
Okay.
Wait till that first growth spurt comes.
Man, her legs are just getting long, man.
It's coming.
Oh, no.
You're going to be looking her right in the face one day.
You'll be looking her right in the face one day, and she'll be smacking you.
What? I'm not the one that called her diminutive.
Yeah, but he loves her, man. That one day she gave him a hug. I mean, his little heart grew three sizes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Grinch, Brandon?
Yes, unfortunately. Many times.
Would you cut the roast beast?
The first piece, yes.
I always remember that as a kid.
The roast beast.
And he helped serve the roast beast. It's not beef, beast.
I used to love that movie. I don't remember that, but that explains why I am like I am.
You don't remember when he his heart grows?
I remember that, but the roast beast?
Yeah, and then he brings back all the presents, and then it's the big dinner celebration, and he helps slice the roast beast.
Which looks like a ham to me.
Well, it could be ham. It could be like a rib roast.
I know, but calling it a roast beast?
It's great.
I mean, it's like, I call my dog a beast.
Yeah.
Well, but think about this. Since we're talking about holiday specials and stuff like that, do you remember the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special that used to come on?
Oh, the
claymation
one? The stop-motion one? Yeah, of course.
I've watched that as an adult. That is horrible to show children.
Oh, it's
people getting pushed off of cliffs. And,
oh, and it's pretty, a lot of those are really psychedelic. Like, they're weird in a good way, though. I like them. Hey. And then, like, the Island of Misfit Toys. Like, I'm a gun that shoots jelly.
Like, what in the world is that? If this was a black and white show, it would be gross.
but that's what I'm saying. You know, Jim Henson and all of them was on something back then. Just some of the ideas they had were... They were so far outside the box, it was crazy.
I got two words for you.
What's that?
Ren and Stimpy.
Ooh. Rocco's Modern Life.
Ren and Stimpy was crazy. Rocco was pretty weird, too.
And Kurtz the Cowardly Dog.
I don't remember that one.
Ren and Stimpy had that one episode that they didn't air because they went to the nude beach.
The Ren and Stimpy, I remember because my dad and I became like, it is still to this day a running joke from Ren and Stimpy. I can say this phrase I'm about to say. He will understand what I'm talking about. It's the one where Stimpy, they realize that hairballs are incredibly valuable. Like, they can cure all sorts of disease. I think I'm remembering that correctly. But they're running out of hair to lick. So they go to, like, licking large men's back hair.
Oh.
And they lick this huge dude's back hair.
And the guy, how detailed it was.
And the guy, like, turns around as he's seeing, like, Stimpy lick his back and goes, that feels purdy.
And it was so detailed and so disgusting. And it was horrible. You remember the one where Stimpy got pregnant?
It's so messed up. I can't, like, I feel uncomfortable even saying the plots of Ren and Stimpy on FCC airwaves. But it was a kid's show.
But see, it was the 90s. You got away with so much.
Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you a show that spawned from that. King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Quit whacking on my camper.
Propane and propane accessories.
And then I realized that I just saw an ad for it. It's the 21st season of South Park. 21 years those guys have been making that.
Skip The Simpsons.
Thank you. The Simpsons are what they...
Boom, thank you. Watch them every Sunday. The only constant in my life.
Man.
The Simpsons?
Yeah, only constant.
See, I have to admit, I've never, like, jumped into The Simpsons.
I never...
Well, you're so far behind.
No, like, I don't know The Simpsons. Like, if people start talking about, oh, remember this? I'm like, no, I don't.
I remember I was in fourth grade when Bart was in fourth grade.
Oh, wow.
I remember when they were a skit on...
Tracy Lawrence show.
Tracy Altman. Sure.
Yeah, Almond.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, Almond Lawrence.
Whatever.
Yeah, they were a skit.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I seen, like, a TV dad choke his kid, and I was laughing.
That's awesome. It's reality, man. That's what the world is missing nowadays.
When you can...
A little bit more violence to your kids.
But
hit them a little harder. That's what I tell grandma. I'm like, you're being too nice to her. You're giving me a kid back that cries for 45 minutes. Just beat her a little harder. It's like, just one time, and not seriously.
This has been, okay, good.
Yeah. Not seriously.
Well, this is my thing. We were beaten by our grandparents.
No.
That was just my grandparents?
Yeah,
I think so.
Now, I'm just a little kinky.
That's normal, right? Right. I hate when that happens. Like, you remember when your parents used to do this, and everybody looks at you and goes, no, we don't. Like, oh, no.
Like, wait a minute. No one had to pick switches but me?
I did have to do that once.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, that is the worst.
And then you're just sitting in the backyard just like, wait a minute, this one don't look like it would hurt them.
Because it's such, like, psychological trauma. It's like, go pick your own punishment. And if you pick one that's too flimsy, they know, and they make you go back again. It's going to hurt even more.
I've been a woodworker since I was, like, 11. Because I had to make my own paddle.
Oh, he was a terrible kid, too.
Jesus.
He was a terrible kid.
Why? Why would you do?
Because his parents
Why would I
awesome.
Do that?
Why would
you? Because my father told me, go to the shop, make a paddle, bring it back to me, bend over and grab your ankles.
Oh, jeez. And boy, he didn't spank him.
One lick is all it took.
Ooh. Oh, my grandfather,
man.
Whenever we were sitting at the dinner table, if I had my elbows on the table, that's a no-no. No elbows on the table during dinner.
Sure.
He'd poke me in the back of the hand with a fork.
Like, really poke you?
He'd poke me with a fork.
Pow. Ow.
Yeah.
Like, would you bleed?
No, not that. He wouldn't stab me.
Okay.
Poke me.
Poke, not poke. Stab. Okay.
Yeah.
And you just made me think of with the paddling, though. Like, they paddle kids in school. I think even to this day, some areas here in Alabama, they allow the administration
to paddle the principal.
Did you guys ever have any friends, parents that would paddle, that would spank you? You like, you would get in trouble with your friend, and then like your mom would tell his mom that it was okay, and then like you get beat by some random parent.
See, this is what I'm getting to, though. I'm, you know, if I have kids, I probably am not going to be the one to. I don't think spanking's necessary. I say that now. We'll see.
You will have a
terrible
little boy.
Man.
Yeah, we'll see.
You will have a little boy that you will chop in the throat a couple times.
No, I'll give him that Ric Flair chop to the chest. Woo! Woo!
I just hit her with a newspaper. It's loud and she's scared and she cries.
The sprayer.
Yeah, like, right in the face.
Just get
Loretta,
a spray bottle.
Irene,
stop.
Rose!
No, but like it's one thing for a parent to discipline their child as they see fit, as long as they don't go too far.
Of course.
I think it's weird when it's like not the kid's parent, and it's like, okay, come here, son. You did wrong. I'm gonna paddle you. Because I feel like that is ripe for abuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, but at the same time,
like, why would you want to paddle somebody's child that's not your own, even if they weren't bad?
Wait a minute, but back in the day, like, my mom told me when she was younger, if you got in trouble at a neighbor's house or a neighbor seeing you doing something wrong, they could whoop you.
Oh, right, right. Oh, I've heard this, too.
Hey, what are you doing? Spray painting on the side of that? Come here. Because I know your mama. Come here. Come on over here. And they would take their
Oh, my dad's generation was you get paddled at school, and then they tell your folks you get paddled at home.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And neighbors that was friends of the family would come over. I heard Joey was acting up in class. And you're just like, well, dear Jesus.
No, but I just, who signs up for that job? It's like, yeah, I'm going to paddle these kids.
I'm going to teach that child some discipline because he don't know none and he needs to learn something.
Well, see, that's just like nuns in the Catholic schools.
Yeah, now. Exactly. I'm not an enforcer, I guess is what I'm saying. I just don't. This is what I mean, what you whispered. It's like, it gets to that point. And with what we talked about the other day, it's like, weird, man.
Okay. it's turned me into a freak.
The problem is you don't have a child.
True.
And because you think the way you do now,
yeah,
you don't think the way you do now once
you get the kid.
You have a child.
Yeah. Terrible twos kick in.
It's different. It goes from a kinky thing to a discipline thing. And
fair enough. Yeah.
Because you want them to know right and wrong and good and bad, and they're doing things they shouldn't, and you have to teach them that it's bad, and it's hard because they don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a very fine line. Like, it's like when you hit a dog with a newspaper, it doesn't hurt them, but it's loud and it scares them.
Right. And also, that's why I preface it with, like, I get when parents want to discipline their kid as they see fit, but when it's like you're an administrator overseeing all sorts of different kids, and I've heard stories from, like, my own father, it's like a couple of guys are cutting up in the locker room, and the coach brings everybody in the locker room into his office. We're paddling you all, even though you, like, because one of you messed up. I mean, stuff like that, where that's what I mean is weird. When it's not your own kid, I don't get the desire to, like, discipline the children.
Hopefully there's not a desire to it. Hopefully they don't want to do it. They just, because
I reluctantly took this job.
They don't take the job. Hey, I get to spank some kids.
It's not like one guy. That's not his only job.
True.
You know, it's not.
He is kind of a gym teacher.
Not Bill.
I was kind of thinking of an executioner. You know, like, call him in. He gives the best paddles in the region.
And that's the backstory for Buffalo Bill. Bill the spanker.
No, would you cut holes in your paddles so it would get.
No wind resistance.
Not when I had to make them. No.
No.
Speaking of bills, okay, I was at Walmart earlier today, and I ran across a faithful, awesome listener, William B.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
Dude called me out. I had headphones on, listening to Pantera, walking out of Walmart. He's like, Seth. And I talked to him for like 20 minutes. He's cool, a great dude.
Yeah, he was a cool dude. He has impressive facial hair, too.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. I'm not trying to make a joke.
It's just a fact. But as far as disciplining your children, and I think you're right. You know, the fact that me and Joey don't have kids, we have certain views on that.
I'm just talking, though, man. Like, I don't have that. I mean, don't abuse your children, obviously, and nobody here is advocating that.
There's a fine line between, because I still remember when I seen the episode of Good Times when Penny got burned with the, I was like, they were doing that back in the 70s?
Yeah. Well, let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on the air.
Hello, fellows.
Southern
Wood.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
I've been resisting calling in.
Yeah, weren't you on air earlier today?
Possibly.
Weren't you on air earlier this week?
Possibly.
Don't you ever have enough? Do you want to share the mic time?
No, you talking about the disciplining other people's children, I agree in one sense. I'm not like running around grabbing children and telling them to behave if we're in Walmart.
Right.
That's your own damn business, okay? However, if you come to my house, that is my domain.
Fair enough.
Will abide by my rules. And I've never had to use real physical force. I've never had to spank. Everybody always goes to spanking.
Right. Doesn't have to go that far.
Paddling or, you know, a belt whooping or something. I've come really close, but I make it clear to any child that comes to my house, you are at my house and you will abide by my rules. That's my domain.
That's true.
Where I live. And if you don't like the rules, hey, you know what? You can get up and leave.
Okay, I have an idea real quick. Sorry to cut you off, Southern Wood, but Eric, you still have access to like some wood making, like.
Oh, he's the wood king.
Okay, I need you to make a paddle that says Southern Woods, like, domain or something like that.
Oh, that would be sweet. Wow.
No, Southern Wood abides.
Yes.
Southern Wood and put abides on the back of it.
That would be perfect. That would be perfect. But that's, the deal is, and this goes back to freedom. You're free to leave.
I want to help.
Right, exactly.
To come to my house, but you're gonna obey my rules. If you don't like them, that's fine. It doesn't mean that I'm right. However, it does not mean that you have the right to stay on my property.
Mm-hmm.
Go your ass somewhere else if you don't like it.
I imagine him saying all this to Rose.
I don't think it worked. I don't think you could do it.
I don't think Rose would ever get to that point, though.
I don't think he could do it.
That's what it comes down to. Buddy, it comes down to what you expect your children to be is what they're going to turn out to be.
We're out of time, man. We're out of time.
But I do need your help, A4.
Oh, for another day.
Yeah.
For another day.
Terrible twos, man. I need advice.
Woo!
Take it easy, man.
SummerSlam weekend, baby. We are partying on the mothership.